for our chaplain, the Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Gracious God, help us this day to see this weekend away from the Senate more than an extra day thrown in, but a time that permits us to know the gift of your love for each of us and the gift of life beyond life that you have in store for us. Turn our thoughts to the promise of new life daily and its meaning so that we might do more good with our life each day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 11th. Senator from Lawrence. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Order of business. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Missouri News Horizon and KRCG-TV have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Order of business, introduction of guests. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today I'm greatly honored to introduce Dr. Riaz from Hannibal. He works at the Hannibal Clinic, and he is our physician of the day, and I'd like the body to make him feel very welcome.
Let's welcome the physician of the day, guest of the Senator from Lewis. Introduction of guests, Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, I have some very special guests. I'd like the chamber to feel welcome this morning. They're with us all the way from Puerto Rico to celebrate Easter week here with the Reverend Greg Morrow of First Baptist Church in California. The group is a mission partnership of young professional people between California, First Baptist Church, and the Evangelical Church of the Word in Puerto Rico. Visiting with us today in Missouri for this Easter week are Arturo Riviera, Marbella Riviera, Ruth Riviera, Waleski Rodriguez, Gabriel Robles, Glorimar Escalera, Natalie Alicia, Paulo Torres, Yafrisai Sanchez, Bradley Rios, Donisha Nieves, Edna Perez, Alvin Estrada, Aranda Casero, Ingrid Romeris, Carlos Casio, Marcia Pimento, Desiree Cruz, Alex Pariah, and Edwin Matos. I would ask that you make the visitors to our great state and our great nation feel welcome.
Would the guest of the Senator from Cole please stand and be recognized? Thanks for coming to our Capitol. Introduction of guests, the Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. Visiting the Capitol today, up in the upper gallery behind me in the green shirts, we have visiting students from the Carondelet Leadership Academy in St. Louis. This is their first visit to their Capitol, and I'd like the body to make them feel welcome.
Would all the guests of the Senator from the 1st please stand to be recognized? Thanks for coming to Jeff City. The chair would like to recognize some special guests as well from Heartland Academy in Belton. We have a group of fourth graders, and they are accompanied by their teacher, Rebecca Neighbors, and their students are Aisley Andrews, Morgan Sword, Jessica Toller, Jessica Bennett, Aaron Gillihan. Excuse me. We had a major infraction. The senator from Cole broke one of the rules. We talked about rules, and one of our senators just broke a rule, walked down the center aisle. So you might want to talk to your guests from Puerto Rico and tell them what you did. So, Senator from Lawrence, for what purpose do you rise?
President, to speak on a point of personal privilege, please.
Senator from Lawrence has requested a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of the guests in the chamber this morning is the Reverend Greg Morrow, who's the father of my chief of staff, Patrick Morrow. And I am chagrined, embarrassed as a policymaker, that he had to see his elected senator show such blatant disregard for the carpet between our desks. I want the Reverend and his constituents to know that the other 33 of us are much more respectful of the carpet between our desks and the fact that it belongs to the taxpayers who paid for it. Right.
Thank you, Senator. Going back to the introduction of our special guests from the Heartland Academy from Belton, the students are Aisley Andrews, Morgan Sword, Jessica Toller, Jessica Bennett, Aaron Gillihan, Hannah Halloway, Caitlin Kurtz, Connor Myers, and Jackson Smith. Would the folks from the Belton Heartland Academy please stand, and let's recognize them to the Senate chamber. Thanks for coming. Further introduction of guests. Further introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Seeing no objection, the chair would like to announce that the senator from Christian, has loaned me his tie today. So, Senator from Christian, thank you very much for your contribution. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send the report forward, please. Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, it will be in one motion. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Each member of the Senate body has the list of gubernatorial appointments that were approved by the committee on April 20th of this week. And with that, Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved that committee report. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Can I inquire the senator from the 23rd?
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I'm getting feedback of what's going on. I'd like to know what's going on today. What's the game plan? Because after I inquire of you, I'm then going to inquire of the senator from the 2nd about what's going on there.
Yeah, and that would probably be good. We're going to do a little bit of third reading today on the... We've had some Senate bills that we perfected. I'm waiting for the senator from Howell to come out. We can do a few bills prior to some of the ones that we need from him that have come out of fiscal oversight. And No, I'm not planning a lot of activity today, but
there is a good chance we will be in tomorrow.
The possibility, and I said this last night. So
I know, today we're 12 hours, and
I need to get with the senator from the second. Actually, I was going to talk to the secretary of the Senate about the motions I need to make and get a feel for the time frame that we're talking about.
Okay.
But so I'm not fully clear yet either.
Okay. Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
Can I inquire the senator from the 2nd?
Senator from the 2nd, the senior senator from St. Charles County. He is not on the floor. Sergeant Barnes, would you please summons the senator from the 2nd? Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, while we're waiting from that senator from the 2nd, I would ask for unanimous consent to recognize special guest.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have with us today, here on the side of the Senate chamber, Mr. Tom Hyatt, who is with the Missouri Rural Water Association, and he is also here with one of my constituents, David Hawthorne from Puxico, Missouri. And it might interest the body that one of my cities, fine cities that are located there in Stoddard County, actually received an award this last week, as and this award is the best tasting water in Missouri. So the city of Puxico received the best tasting water in Missouri. I'd like to congratulate David and the city for their hard work in providing that water, and would ask the Senate body to please welcome these distinguished gentlemen.
Would the guests of the senator from Stoddard please stand and be recognized? Welcome to Jeff City, and congratulations on your award. Senator from the 13th, you had asked for an inquire.
And I have the floor, and I'd like to inquire. Because I do believe, Mr. President, it is relevant, the questions I want to ask.
Okay. They are looking for the senator from the 2nd.
He is en route, I have been told, Mr. President.
Okay. You do have the floor.
Can we stand at ease until the senator from the 2nd arrives?
Seeing no objection, the Senate will stand at ease. The Senate is now back in session. Senate is in session.
To inquire the chair.
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, I'm going to yield the floor, but I at one time hope you recognize me to get the floor back to inquire the senator from the 2nd, but there's some business the senator from the 23rd can progress with, and I do not want to delay that business.
Okay.
But I do want to make this inquiry.
We will go back to your inquiry.
Thank you.
Senator from Howell. cell phones are not allowed on the Senate floor. Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, what order of business are we on?
Reports of standing committees.
Thank you.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Howell.
Well, I don't know if I want to now. Your committee on fiscal review and ways and means has a report.
Send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Okay. Senator Curl is just behind you. Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 320, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Joint Resolution 10 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 73 and 47 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 270 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bills 116 and 316 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
On the calendar, Senator from Howell, for what purpose do you rise?
Can I inquire the Senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Just for your information, the legislative package that I sent forward, if we would pass it intact, would give you $87 million next year to apply towards next year's budget. So that's $87 million next year, and in 15 years will total almost $2 billion that you would be able to appropriate through that committee. So I just thought I'd let you know.
I appreciate that information, Senator. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
On the order of business, we're on reports of standing committees. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading of Senate bills on the formal calendar. SJR 10. Senator from the 1st. SJR 10. Senator from the 1st.
Mr. President, I move that SJR 10 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 1st.
I now move that SJR 10 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senators recognize the close.
I close.
The senator moves that SJR 10 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 10, a joint resolution relating to members of the House of Representatives. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard. Ridgeway. Roop. Schaff. Schaefer. Schmidt. Stouffer. Wasson. Wright Jones.
Senator from Phelps. Senator from Polk. Senator from Lewis. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from the 15th. Senator from Cape. As a no. Senator from Clay. Senator from Davies.
Yeah, I didn't hear. Okay.
By your vote of 21 aye, 12 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. 48. Staying on that same calendar, third reading of Senate bills, Senate Bill 320, the senator from the 24th.
Senate Bill 320 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 24th.
This is a comprehensive domestic violence bill, strengthening our domestic violence laws for all the victims of domestic violence, and I ask that Senate Bill 320 be brought up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, senators recognize the close.
I close.
The senator from the 24th renews his motion that House Bill number 320 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. I'm sorry, Senate Bill number 320 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 320, an act relating to domestic violence. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgeway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones.
33. Yep. 33 ayes, 0.
By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 48, the senator from the 5th. Senator from the 5th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Senate Bill 48.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 48 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you. Mr. President, this is the original utility bill. What it does is creates protections for consumers who are trying to pay their utility bills, and they may not be timely, but it will forestall them being hit with a security deposit. And with that, Mr. President, I move the Senate Bill be 48 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the 5th moves that Senate Bill 48 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 48, an act relating to deposits required by public utilities. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cape Girardeau. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 270, the senator from the 8th.
President, I move that Senate Bill 270 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 270 be read a third time and finally passed. 270 is the removal of the February and June election days. I'd be glad to answer any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Worth. For what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd seek unanimous consent to introduce some guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to my right, in your left, up here in the upper gallery, a group of young folks who got up really early this morning, departed from Canesville, Missouri, before the sun was up, to travel those treacherous roads that are no longer maintained by MoDOT, to come down and watch the House and the Senate in action. They're going to spend some time touring the Capitol today, see the governor's mansion, and they are starting their day in the upper chamber. And, Mr. President, I would ask the members of the Senate to please join me in welcoming the students from Canesville.
Would the guests of the senator from Worth please stand and be recognized? Thank you very much for coming to our Capitol today. Senator from the 4th, for what purpose do you rise?
To introduce a very special guest.
See no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, to your right and to my left, I'd like to introduce my intern, Michael Sipes. Michael is a junior at the University of Missouri, where he carries a 3.9 on a 4.0 scale. His major is a Bachelor of Arts in History and Classics. He's been an integral part of my staff, always cheerful to come and help out. And not that it makes any difference, I would like to note that Michael is legally blind.
So great.
I would hope that the Senate would give him a very warm welcome.
With the guest of the Senator from the 4th, the intern, please stand and be recognized. Thanks for your help in the Capitol. Further discussion on the bill. Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, you yield?
Holy Toledo? Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Did you say Holy Toledo?
I did.
You really said Holy Toledo?
I said Holy Toledo.
Wow. Senator, can you just briefly tell me a little bit about this bill?
It's a very simple bill. There's five election days on the current calendar for the state. We're removing the February and June. We had earlier discussion this week on that.
All right. Thanks a lot, Senator.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Further discussion. Senator, for the 15th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask for unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
See no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Off to my left and your right, in the blue shirts over there, we've got the Twin Oaks Christian School in Baldwin in my district, with about 20 kids and their parents are here joining us today in the Senate. And then also from my district, up there in the orange, we've got the school where my wife used to teach in Webster Grove School District, Avery Elementary, with the kids. They've got a great tradition of wonderful students and parents that are very involved in the education and great educators teaching those kids, and would ask that the Missouri Senate make both groups feel welcome this morning.
Would both groups of the senator from the 15th please stand in the upper gallery and the side gallery, and let's recognize them for coming to Jeff City. Thanks for coming. Senator from Atchison, for what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire the senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th. Senator from the 15th. Do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I have kind of a rough angle here, but there seems to be a unique object under your desk that I'm not sure is within the rules of the Senate.
I think I might have been set up because I hadn't seen that before. I'm not sure what that is, Senator. Well, I'm not going to pull it out and violate the rules myself, as it might be considered a prop. And I do want everyone to know that subpoenas may be issued to find out who was involved with this.
Sergeant of Arms, please remove the offending material from underneath the Senator of the 15th desk.
We're going to have to, I would ask, may I inquire of you, Mr. President?
Mr. Proceed. President, I have
the floor. Oh, sorry.
That's true. Senator from Worth, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm done.
Mr. President, may I inquire of you?
Proceed.
Will you instruct the Sergeant of Arms, please, to keep that in a safe place because it may end up somewhere else on this floor later on when I find out who the culprit was?
That's a good idea.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from the 8th is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 8th moves that Senate Bill 270 be read a third time and then placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 270, an act relating to dates for conducting elections. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from Stoddard. He will be a yes. By your vote of 19 aye, 14 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, third reading of Senate bills, Senate Bill 340. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 340 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, this makes some changes to the Board of Funeral Directors and Embalmers. Fairly minor changes on the chapter we rewrote about 2 years ago. Be glad to answer any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire.
Senator from Christian, you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Yes, I'm sorry, Senator. I was out of the chamber when you got this. Must went through pretty quick the other day. I talked to several of the board members because, you know, I've been trying to dominate that board and the board of the Dam Safety and Reservoir Council. But in all seriousness, We expanded the number of people on that board. We've never appointed any of them, and the people on the board doesn't think that we need that many. They would rather go back to the six, and I was going to try to amend it then, but I plan on trying to get to the House and amend it because there's no reason for us to spend money on expenses and everything if the board doesn't think that it needs a 10-member board. And since the governor won't appoint people to fill those four places in the past year since we've expanded, it doesn't seem like it makes much sense. So I'm going to try to offer that in the House so that you might. I didn't want to do it without the body knowing that I was trying to do
it. I wouldn't argue the point, Senator, at all. The only thing I tried to do in here is say that a quorum was a majority of the members that were appointed, so they at least could have a quorum.
That's a good point. We'll try to do that. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the senators recognize the close.
I close.
Senator from Christian renews his motion that Senate Bill 340 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 340, an act relating to the Board of Embalmers and Funeral Directors. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 22nd. Okay. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. That's the last item on that calendar. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Can I inquire the senator from Howell?
Senator from Howell. He is not on the floor. Sergeant of Arms, please summon the senator from Howell.
That seems to be a problem of everybody I want to summon. Is that all
I yield.
Proceed.
I found out how to turn my phone off. It was a new phone.
Senator, you had a Senate joint resolution in your committee, and I noticed you did not vote it out. Is there issues with that Senate joint resolution?
Which one are you talking about?
Mine.
Which one was yours?
The only one I've had in the last 7 years.
You're going to have, you know...
It's the one dealing with making term limits instead of 2 8-year terms, 1 16-year term to put to the vote of the people.
Oh, we've heard that in Ways and Means and Fiscal Review.
I guess that's where it is with you.
Yeah. When did you perfect that on the floor?
This week.
Okay. I'm just relying off memory here. I probably didn't get the bill in time to post it up. I don't have a problem with that. I think it's a good idea. So if you'd like a hearing next week,
I get term limited, no pun intended, to pass at least one piece of legislation in your career. And I would not assume you would be the one to hold up my legislative
package.
I
think what would happen, and I'll check on it, I probably did not get the bill since we debated it here, probably, was it Wednesday?
Yes.
That was yesterday.
I probably was not able to get it on the 24-hour notice. I am so scared of the Secretary of the Senate not to screw up somewhere that I put out the notice and it was not on the notice, so I couldn't officially hear it today, but I'll give you my word we'll hear it next Thursday.
If you do an earlier meeting before your scheduled next Thursday meeting, would you consider getting that so we can get it out? Because there's only 3 weeks left, and I truly want to try to get that to the vote of the people on November 12th.
Yeah, let me tell you what the logistics of that is. I don't believe we come in here till 4 on Tuesday. 2 o'clock on Tuesday?
I think, well, but we'll let the senator from the 23rd tell us what it's
See, that knocks out 2 hours of turkey hunting Tuesday morning. And I don't want to cut myself short there. And it would require me to come in earlier to have a committee. Tuesday is tough for me.
Whatever you can do to...
We could probably do it on Wednesday because I have to be here anyway.
All right, I just wanted to make sure that there was no problem with my piece of
legislation. I give you my word, next week we will have a committee hearing on that.
I appreciate that. I guess Scott's not here to...
Senator from Franklin, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the senator from the 13th?
Senator from the 13th, does yield? Proceed.
Senator, did I hear you correctly that so far you have not passed a bill during your time in the Senate?
I think that's accurate, yes.
Because I heard that, and it drew my empathy, because during my 8 years in the House as a majority member, I only passed one piece of legislation, and so I too would not want to see you make it through your entire time without having passed a piece of legislation. So I have a proposal for you.
Well, here's what I'm trying to do. If you noticed, I got up on several amendments this year. Mm-hmm. I tried to douse you all with a lot of information. That failed. So then I went to brevity. That did not work. So if you notice, I'm now trying for sympathy.
Well,
that's my avenue right now.
I have two proposals for you. I don't know if you've noticed that I'm trying to...
Shoot!
I'm trying to bring back the phrase, Holy Toledo. I don't know if you
okay.
noticed that. So if you would join me in that effort. But the other thing is, I have a couple of pieces of legislation that actually are mine. That I'd be more than happy to have you switch your name on them. I thought maybe I could hand off the one to you concerning parking around the Capitol.
I used to do that years ago.
Maybe we could work on that one together, and we could put your name on it.
You want your package dead too, huh?
No, I'm just trying to think of some things. You know, I only filed 5 pieces of legislation this year. I don't file a lot of legislation.
I'm willing to work with you on your legislative package as well.
And just think, the two of us, arm in arm, working together, I think many people would look at that and say, Holy Toledo, I wasn't expecting those two to
work
together.
Senator from the Fighting 26 and the one from Lucky 13th.
That's right, that's right. Well, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 9th, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from the 26th.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield? Do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, did you just say Holy Toledo to the senator from the 13th?
Well, I was just explaining to him that I'm trying to bring Holy Toledo back. Because it's one of those phrases that's kind of lost its popularity in our society. And I just think it has a good ring when something exciting or surprising happens and somebody says, Holy Toledo.
You think Holy Toledo has lost its... Okay.
I do, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Can you help me with that?
I agree. I agree that, you know, I haven't heard Holy Toledo as often in years recent as I have in years past.
Well,
so,
thank you.
There we go. Thank you, Senator.
One of our colleagues says there's a good reason why it faded out of popularity.
You think?
I don't think he's going to join us in our effort to bring it back.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 26th.
Senator Franklin, do you yield?
I do.
He does.
Senator, thank you for yielding. I, too, have a mission. I, too, have a hope. I, too, have a vision. I, too, have a dream. And that is to reinvigorate and use Nito Torpedo. Nito Torpedo. Think about it. It rolls off the tongue.
Is that a good piece of legislation? Yes, it is. Nito Torpedo, I have your support.
But I'm thinking after Holy Toledo, we bring back Groovy.
How about Gag Me with a Spoon if we don't like the legislation? We can just get up and we can go, Senator, it's not that I disagree with your bill. Gag me with a spoon.
Yeah, but see, here's the danger of when we try to do something substantive in this body.
Okay? Sure.
Like bring back a very old school traditional phrase in America, which is Holy Toledo.
We bring that up, and then
lo and behold, some other senator has got to come up with an idea that has to alter the original plan a little bit.
Doesn't have to alter.
Amend it.
Friendly amendment.
I don't consider that a friendly amendment.
You don't consider it a friendly amendment?
I just want to focus our attention on Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo, Nito Torpedo. It just rolls together.
No, because then it would sound, it just sounds too, like you're trying too hard.
I think it's total American Idol. It's shabby chic, totally hip, fashion forward. All that stuff Casey makes me listen to nowadays on TV that I don't understand any of it. Do you realize I'm learning, Senator, that I am supposed to spend hundreds of dollars on throw pillows that we can never lay on?
Senator, Senator, you are about to get married, right?
Yes.
Let me just tell you something, okay? You ain't even begun to learn what you're about to learn, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, throw pillows. Do you know that beds are supposed to have bed skirts? I'm sure you do because I've been married
and you've been there 24 years.
Exactly. So you know that beds are supposed to have bed skirts that match duvets. Yeah, and shams. Pillows that you don't ever lay on. And more so than anything else, I'm realizing for the first time that you put hand towels in bathrooms that you better not wipe your hands on.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're going to figure out that the names of things don't really imply the actual...
I understand.
Yeah, hand towels. No. And, hey, here's another thing
Holy
to figure out.
Holy Toledo. That's all I've got to say about this whole experience.
Well, I've already said Holy Toledo twice during this entire...
I'm trying to get you to say Nito Torpedo.
Well,
you should be able to lead. I set you up perfectly where you should say your married life is going to be Nito Torpedo.
I believe that your married life, perhaps not the married life of your wife, but your married life is going to be Nito Torpedo.
Perfect. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 23rd.
All right, what the heck? Holy Torpedo. Can we go, Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions?
Resolutions.
Do I need to lay off?
Concurrent resolutions?
Concurrent resolutions, yes, Mr. President. Thank you.
We are on the order of concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 5th, you are recognized. Concurrent resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate concurrent resolution 11 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. This concurrent resolution is asking the governor to declare the third week of June as diabetic peripheral neuropathy week. Diabetic peripheral neuropathy is a condition that many diabetics have. It has to do with intense pain, tingling, burning, shooting pains, pins and needles in extremities. And we're asking that this be raised up for our consumers to understand the need to have it checked and to also understand what it is. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator moves that the Senate concurrent resolution 11 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution and call the roll.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, a concurrent resolution relating to the recognition of every third week in June as Diabetic Peripheral Neuropathy Week. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenin, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 7th. Senator from Franklin. Senator from the 11th. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 noes, the resolution, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 13th, for what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire the senator from the 2nd.
The senator from the 13th would like to inquire the senator from the 2nd. Is the senator from the 2nd in the chamber? Sergeant of Arms, please summons the senator from the 2nd. Senator from the 13th.
What? Oh, stand up. Never mind. I withdraw my inquiry of the senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Seeing no objections, we will go to the calendar reports of standing committees. Reports of standing committees. Senator from Stoddard.
Senate is on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Finance, Government, Operations, and Elections has a report.
Please, Senator, rush that report to the dais, and when it arrives, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organization and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 84, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 83 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 109 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 136 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 149 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, House Bill 217 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 220 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 465 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, House Bill 550 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read the bill when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 45, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, would you hold your report for just a moment, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Senator from the 7th.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Joint Resolution 2, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, House Bill 442 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
President, your hardworking education committee has a report.
Please send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 14, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 1st.
Your not so hardworking Committee on Government Accountability has a report.
Please send that forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability, to which was referred House Bill 137, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lemke, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send the report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 112 and 285, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Senator, please send that report forward. When it arrives at the dais, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Concurrent Resolution 11, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, House Concurrent Resolution 34 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Order of business is announcements. The chair recognizes the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only other floor activity that we will be doing today will be second reading of House bills. The motion that I plan to make today will be a recess motion until 3 p.m. There will be no activity, but what I will be trying to do from now until 3 is assess what type of progress the conference committee may be making, or, you know, basically looking at what is the probability at 3 p.m. of us coming in tomorrow. Now, that may not be decided. So what I will do at 3 p.m. is I will either make another recess motion for later on in the day, an adjournment motion for tomorrow, or an adjournment motion for Tuesday. But what I want to let you know is there will be no other activity today. Just if you're not in the building, you can, it will be on the Senate website. You can also call the office as well. So just give you a heads up.
Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from 23rd?
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, would you walk through the adjournment motion? You may make a...
I'm going after second reading of bills.
Right.
And I'm going to make a recess motion until 3 p.m.
At 3 p.m., if there's been... Let's go over if there's been no progress and you don't have...
If it blows up, I make an adjournment motion to Tuesday morning, to Tuesday at 2.
Okay.
Okay.
If it looks like there's
if it's rather incomplete, then I make another recess motion. If there's a deal, or it looks like there's going to be a deal, I make an adjournment motion for tomorrow morning.
Okay. Do you anticipate that the members would know, senators would know, And I know, I guess, I don't know if a negotiation is going on, or I assume there's sort of...
I don't know. I haven't spoken with the senator from the second.
But what I'm wondering is, would they know prior to 6:45?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And that's why I may make another recess motion at that time.
But just for...
So I'll be here all day, but you don't have to be.
I have to be here. I'm on the redistricting, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yes. That's fine. I just want everybody to kind of have a sense. But just senators need to know that probably today, after you, if they come back, you would just be making attempts to keep the negotiation going or the conference process going, right?
My motion will be decided upon
right.
The action or inaction of the conference committee.
And then if the conference committee acts tonight, and let's say that there's some map, then senators would not have to return to deal with that until Friday.
Tomorrow morning.
And they will know that sometime this afternoon or tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Happy Good Friday.
Thank you.
What's that? We are still on the...
He did go to announcements.
We are on announcements. The senator from the 23rd. Are there further announcements? Seeing no objection, the chair would like to introduce a special guest. Her name, if she'd stand, is Melinda Piper from Sheldon. She's here with Missouri Rural Water Association representing Consolidated Public Water Supply District Number 1. So welcome her to the chamber. Further announcements? Further announcements? Seeing none, the senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
Seeing no objections, we will go to the second reading of House bills.
Thank you, Mr. President. Second reading of House bills.
I've just been given the look and the sign.
Senator from Stoddard, you're recognized for second reading of House bills. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Proceed. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 300, 334, and 387.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 300, 334, and 387, an act relating to student-athlete brain injuries.
Health and mental health. House Bill 656.
House Bill 656, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less.
Commerce. House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 5.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 5, a joint resolution relating to the personal right to hunt and fish.
Agriculture, House Bill 661.
House Bill 661, an act relating to debt adjusters.
Financial and governmental organizations, House Bill 1008.
House Bill 1008, an act relating to highway infrastructure improvement agreements.
Transportation, House Bill 708.
House Bill 708, an act relating to choice of law.
Judiciary. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 828.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 828, an act relating to prevailing wages on public works projects.
Small business insurance and industry.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 3 p.m. this day.
You've heard the announcement, or you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are in recess until 3 p.m. this day.